The abuse started slowly and it was verbal, and it was surprising. I'd been married for quite a while before anything had happened.
To this day, it's difficult for Tanya Abaya to talk about it. Abaya is a certified financial planner and has a master's degree in education. She's also a survivor of narcissistic abuse. Abaya wants people to understand how it can happen to anyone.
What you aren't told is that people can change. And so once it started, it's very hard for the person to stop. It continues to grow. And then the abuse started on the kids as they got older.
It continued over 10 years, privately. No one knew her marriage wasn't perfect until she filed for divorce because the scars were psychological, not physical.
And you have fear. You have a lack of control. You feel powerless. And it's not as easy to prove. I mean, if you've been hit, if you've been physically abused, you may have bruises to prove that. You can feel, actually, just talking, I can feel the stress of the fear. And the factor that the person will look you dead in the eye and say, I didn't do that. That didn't happen. In their reality, it doesn't exist.
Narcissism in and of itself is, I think, misunderstood by the general community. I think a lot of people have this idea that when somebody is a narcissist, it means they're vain. It means they care so much about their appearance and, they're selfish and this kind of a thing.
Hope J is the founder of the new Center for Hope, Western New York.
When it's this insidious emotional and psychological abuse that people, partners, women, children are being subjected to on a daily basis by somebody like this, it wears you down. It beats you down emotionally. It beats you down psychologically. You start to doubt your own reality.
Jay says narcissistic abuse means from someone who meets the American Psychiatric Association's formal diagnosis of narcissistic personality disorder. Basically, a person who's two-faced and very good at hiding who they really are. They're charming, yet arrogant, with a disregard for others. A false sense of humility is manipulative and full of lies. Perhaps a high achiever, but with a sense of entitlement that's offended by criticism because they're never wrong.
It's so hard to make that decision to say, okay, I'm leaving this person, because there's the immediacy of how do I do this? And then there's the long terms of how do I function starting, going from there, especially based on the fact that that abuser can still use his words to make you feel powerless and fearful. Fear has been your life. We will make sure that fear is not the basis of your life moving forward.
The all-female team describes the Center for Hope as a kind of one-stop shop offering civil and matrimonial advocacy, financial and real estate counseling, mental health support, and holistic healing to people in narcissistic abusive relationships. Jay says her legal practice grinded to a halt because of COVID-19, but that gave her the time and the inspiration to make an idea that's been percolating for years a reality.
Because now people have been quarantined and stuck in their houses with their abusers for, months on end, I think we're going to see an uptick in us, a surge of people who are going to be filing for divorce and or custody now that the courts are starting to open up again.
There's much more on our website at wbfo.org. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.